tastes like a Newport cigarette.
Yeah, it reminds me of a Newport. How it just takes over everything.
I've never had a Burger King hamburger.
You had a Whopper?
I never had a Whopper. I've actually never had a Big Mac either.
What?
You haven't?
I know. Here's the thing. Even before J. Scott ruined my
you know, every woman I've ever dated has had a Whopper. This is unusual.
I've never heard of such. Weird when it, like, so it's a ground beef thing for me.
Oh, you
Greg,
don't worry about
I heard
that.
You.
It's not real ground beef.
No, I know, but like I'm not a fast food burger eater.
Oh, I'm such a connoisseur.
And it's not that I think I'm too good for it. It's just is really just I love me some fast food.
Look at how dark it is at 4 o'clock.
Not a taste that I'm not a big fast food person.
A quarter pounder with cheese?
Never had it.
Taco Bell?
Oh yeah, I'm all about some Taco Bell.
Okay. Just not in the burger.
Like when they got rid of the Mexican pizza, I revolted, and now it's back, and I'm okay again.
Yeah, but it's still sketchy.
It's still not the same.
They made some.
It's like the Girl Scouts when they changed the cookie recipe.
He looks more and more like Jeff Dunham's dummy every day.
Yes, he does.
No, he looks like the Joker to me.
Well, there's that.
Like if the Joker without the paint on his face.
See how tight that skin is on his face. It's like he's got a rubber band behind.
Because it's a mask.
Yeah.
The mask, Eddie. It's a skin mask.
That's what it looks like.
And who was throwing pieces of fish to those clapping seals in the crowd last night, chanting 4 more years of what?
So were people
like
heckling
asking for 4 more years of diarrhea.
This fellow here was a Gold Star parent.
What did he say?
And they arrested him.
I forget exactly his statement, but he got up and, you know, insulted, did what he did, and they removed him.
But they put him in handcuffs.
Yeah. Oh, they did.
Wow.
A Gold Star dad. That's what these forkers.
Just over the top. Over the top.
Gold Star father arrested after heckling Biden.
I knew they removed him. I did not know that.
Isn't there something called free speech?
No.
It may break the rules of decorum, but he needed to hear that, and so did America.
Yeah.
All right, we're at 4 o'clock here. We're going to check the roads with Skipper. The rain is moving in, and I am going to make an open-faced peanut butter and jelly sandwich. In front of you.
There's cheese sticks in there, and you want peanut butter?
Yeah, that's a poor choice.
Are those for the group?
Yeah. I can't eat 26 inches of cheese sticks.
That's a lie.
Okay, I probably could, but...
Men always exaggerate the size of their cheese sticks.
Exactly, Eddie. That's a lie. You and I both know you can eat
It's a large one. I get that.
Women know it, but they let the guys do it because they don't, you know... Men.
Right.
All right, Skipper, what you got?
Well, we're beginning to see a whole bunch of accidents pop up. We've got several minor accidents around Montgomery. Most of those are not really causing a problem. We do have one now on 85 southbound just before Terry Hill Road. Those vehicles are against the center divider. All the other minor accidents are waiting on an accident investigator, which we apparently have a deficit of this afternoon. You get in an accident, it may be a while before they can get to you. So keep that in mind. Slow down. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated if any other accidents happen. It is very busy all over the city this afternoon. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Today is March 8th, Be Nasty Day. By the way, my first name ain't Baby. It's Shadow. Mr. Stevens, if you're nasty. Oh, you nasty day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hey, everybody. It's 4 o'clock. Here's the...
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A bill that could lead to the popular video sharing app TikTok being unavailable in the U.S. is quickly gaining traction in the House. Lawmakers advanced legislation against TikTok Thursday as they voiced concerns about the potential for the platform to surveil and manipulate Americans. The Senate looking to approve a $460 billion package for spending bills in time to meet a midnight deadline. We're avoiding a shutdown of many key federal agencies. That vote would get lawmakers about halfway home in wrapping up their appropriations work for the 2024 budget year. Stocks finished lower. The Dow was down 68 points. The NASDAQ lost 188. The S&P 500 dropping 33 points. This is SRN News.
The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Friday is becoming somewhat less lovable because the weather moving in is going to make things rough for the commute home. Man, it really got dark there for a while. Streetlights are coming on.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just the opening act for what could be an overnight severe weather situation.
Charge your phones, ladies and gentlemen.
Make sure the volume is up so if a Rich Thomas alert comes over, you will not miss it. And at 4:10, we have a couple of calls.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
All right, so, wow, I haven't seen this man's name on the call board in a long time. Black Caesar, welcome back.
What's up, G?
How you doing?
I've been good, brother, good. You know what? First of all, I want to say that lawyer lady that you got, I didn't mean to say lawyer lady, but they are great. I used her once, and I wasn't in court for 5 minutes, and in and out.
Glad to hear it.
Yes.
And, I mean, I'm going to see how much of a man I am. I'm going to go to the house and drink me a couple of beer and maybe a glass of wine for my wife at home.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let her know I ain't scared of her. Hey, it's Friday. Why not have a good deal, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yes, but yeah, I just called. I ain't heard from your brother in a minute. Let me call my boy Gregory and see how he doing. Check on him. I may go to the casino tonight, lose a couple of dollars and stuff, whatnot. Who cares?
Hey, life is short. Have fun.
That's exactly right.
Just watch the weather.
Yeah.
Drive.
Yeah, get out there. Yeah.
Wow, mother of a murdered nursing student, Lakin Riley, slams Biden for fumbling her name at the State of the Union. Pathetic, mm-hmm. She says.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even watch it, man. It was like, I feel like if I'd have watched it, I might have turned 10 years older.
Right.
Well, you have a life.
I mean, I don't have a life, and I still didn't watch it. So.
I knew it'd make me so angry.
We watched last night we watched The Grinch.
Who, The Grinch?
Again.
The Grinch that stole Christmas, or is he involved in other holidays now?
No, Greg, like the real wrench.
The real deal?
She's getting annoyed with me today. Have you
noticed real
that?
Wrench, as Lola calls him. The wrench.
Oh, okay.
I want to watch The Wrench. I said, okay. We watched three movies in our house, okay, ladies and gentlemen? Like, let me tell you.
that phase.
We watched three movies. It's either one, Mario, the new one.
Okay.
Two, Minions.
I do like the
Minions. One of the ridiculous Minion movies, because my kids think booty and fart jokes are funny.
Yeah, well,
and three is The Wrench.
The Wrench.
And it does not matter. We for the longest time, we watched The Nightmare Before Christmas every night.
Yeah, that was a goose.
For eternity's past. Yeah. For like 6 months. I mean, I can sing you every jingle from that movie.
Mm.
But now we are on a Mario Minion Wrench cycle.
Nice.
Don't you dare put on anything else.
Not even like Jungle.
I'd say this much. If I watch another horror movie, my wife won't beat a horror movie, because that's all I've seen about all night.
No.
And I've watched Jason and Friday the 13th. No. And
if I want to watch something horror related, I'm going to watch the news.
Yeah.
Like, that's enough.
Good point.
That's enough for me.
Good point.
Yeah. Great. Good to hear from you, my friend. I ain't talked to you in a while. I wanted to call you and say hey.
Well, I'm so glad you did, and I hope you'll get back into the groove with us, buddy.
Yeah, man, we got to. We've been working. Bills don't stop.
Can't
we got to be working,
stop.
So, but.
That's right.
But, you know, if I can get over there, I'm going to drag over there with me.
Please do,
you
man.
Better before.
Got to run, Caesar, but stay in touch now, okay? Thank you so much for the call. We have Jacqueline's favorite intake office. I was going to say that, but I can't tell. So who would that be?
Where are they?
She knows who it is.
Hey.
Do we need to leave the room?
No, it's fine.
Oh.
Jared also knows who this is.
Yep.
Oh.
He shall remain nameless.
All right.
Hey, friend.
First time caller, long time listener.
This is your first time calling?
Jeb, show
absolutely
some appreciation to this man.
Please clap.
Yeah.
But I had to call and just say what a privilege and an honor it was to be able to cast my vote for you.
Thank you.
And I know you're going to keep serving everybody in our area just as you did before.
Oh, absolutely. And I need to reach out to you this weekend because we've got, you know, some things to discuss.
Gotcha.
Dun, dun, dun. But yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I'll fill you in on the latest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look forward to it.
I appreciate you.
All right. You too.
Bye.
All right. I think this calls for this.
No? Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
Very, very heavy weather is moving through our neck of the woods right now. We had reports from Millbrook where it was raining rather savagely earlier. And we have a line of red cell thunderstorms. This is when I get to pretend I'm Rich Thomas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That extends well north of Millbrook up to Clanton. Now, this line continues on a slightly west of south pattern, well down to Greenville. That's a rather long line of storms.
Sure is.
There's a lot of embedded red in there, so you may experience lightning, thunder, some gusts of high wind, and so forth. And this is the warm-up act for the big show coming in, I think Red said, about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Now, that embedded red, is that a weather term?
Embedded red.
Yes.
Okay.
Just because check. All of the green is regular rain.
Right, right.
The yellow is heavier rain with some lightning and thunder. And the red, that's the heavy-duty stuff. And that continues the length of that front.
Embedded red.
Embedded red.
I'm writing this down.
I see no circular action here.
No.
Nothing on the radar that would cause any concerns. No need to get any safe places right now. Just some rain.
But, man, if you have a chance to get out of work early, I would do it.
Yeah.
Because you never, who wants to be, man, a few Sundays ago, Super Bowl Sunday, that rain, man,
it was intense.
Literally ponded over 85 going to Old Cloverdale that night, and then coming back, it was just as bad.
Wow.
Like 4 hours later. So just take your time. You don't want to go through a hydroplaning. No. That happened to me on Interstate 95 in one
Corvette?
Of my Corvettes.
I thought, now a Corvette is so light. Is that kind of typical for a vet?
Yeah, because you could just like pick it up.
Yeah.
I don't know, the back end on those things is pretty heavy.
Fiberglass.
I mean, I feel like you could pick it up like with two hands.
And by the way, what color was your vet? I see you as a yellow vet.
I see him as a red vet.
Did I ever tell you about the tricolor Corvette?
What?
What? No, we're not doing that. Why?
It wasn't a pull-apart kind of Corvette, was it?
Did you piecemeal it together?
Right.
All right. I had, it was a brand new 78 vet.
Ooh.
And I bought what the dealer had, which was beige. Brand new. And by the way, like several months later, during a heavy storm, I went to turn the wipers on with the snow, and the thing broke off. That's how crappy American cars are built back then.
It's Corvette, Greg.
All right, so then I meet Pamela Kraus. And you would understand.
I got you.
Had jet black Farrah Fawcett-like hair.
Oh, wow.
Bare skin. Petite.
Sounds lovely.
Mm. And she just mentioned in passing that black was her favorite Corvette color. So I had a buddy who worked in the body business named Dan Feely, who would eventually marry my first wife. But Dan was my buddy, and I said, how much to paint this black? He says, this is a brand new car. I said, well,
yeah, but this
love
chick
cars.
Said, hey.
Yeah. So he did a great job and painted it black. But then after I had a breakup, which ended with me just a hollowed out shell of a human being, and it was all my fault. The black reminded me of her. So what you do when you have a Corvette that you've already repainted once and it's less than a year old, what you do so that the color doesn't remind you of this heartbreaking situation, you have it painted white.
What I was thinking.
So I paid Dan. He did what I asked him to do. Painted it white. Looked really nice. Until a year later when I went to work for Rick Butters at WWW out of Miami Beach. And I didn't know what to expect from Florida, but I noticed that the plastic parts of the car, the body stayed fine because that was fiberglass repainted. But the plastic parts, the heat and the sun, the black started to come through the white. So my vet looked like I had an unwiped ass. And a mustache on the front end. So that eventually became a Toyota Corolla.
Oh.
Nice.
That's nice.
It was practical because I was driving back and forth, and that was when Jimmy Carter was pregnant. Gas prices were going up by the day.
Oh, much like we are now.
I'm like,
oh,
yeah. I'm
looking about there. So there's your story. So I had three different colors on one. I had a red, I had a black, and bronze.
Bronze.
The bronze.
Oh, that was cool.
Yep. How did you go with the beige? I can't see a hot Corvette.
I feel like it's a poor choice.
Beige color then.
They just didn't have that many.
Yeah.
So if a dealer got one in.
That's
and
what
you
grabbed, yeah.
Yeah. My first one was banana yellow.
I love that.
I knew you were a yellow Corvette
Let me tell you something. Every guy lusts for a Corvette. But the first time you have one and it's yours, you are stoned high on that experience.
Now, what did your tag say? Because I'm sure it wasn't
Craig B. Right.
I did not. Come on.
I feel like you should have had a personalized.
When you have a Corvette, you don't need a vanity plate. You are driving
That's
vanity.
That's a lie. That is such a
That's
lie.
True. You know
it's
I'm right.
It's true, but I don't think that I've...
I feel like back, you
but I don't
did
remember
have
one that wasn't a vanity plate of some sort. I've even seen one that said vet. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, you're creative.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so...
That's Papa John.
If you read, not line one... If you read my column this month, it talks about the $100,000 Stratosphere.
Yeah.
Why did I bring this up?
I have no idea.
Suddenly, I don't either.
Oh, no.
My butt's been wet. I'm starting to crack under the Truda dash double the pressure. So, in next sprint, we'll figure it out. 421. Now I'm 10 minutes behind this hour as well.
But that's because you're talking about your butt being wet.
Right.
Over there.
No, I'm not talking about my... That's Joe. That's... He actually... We have... All right. Papa John is on two.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
What's happening, PJ?
First of all, Jacqueline, I reluctantly moved your campaign signs from my yard today. I will safeguard them if you find a way to recycle later on. Please know they are available.
Yes, sir.
I had a couple of observations from last night's political circus. First of all, I haven't heard anybody say it, but I saw the walking courts. Bernie Sanders was there.
Ooh.
And I don't know if anybody saw him, but he actually had a face diaper on. And it was, I noticed while he was politicking with his fellow Democrats, he was not, it was down around his neck. I'm talking about before and after the speech took place. And I'm talking about he was nose to nose with a lot of people. So either he was trying to be correct in his actions or he was walking on the wild side, you know, one or the other, but with his health, who knows? Another thought, though, and let me ask you this. I think last night I saw Joe Biden more active than I've seen him in the last 3 years. And from my own experience in past years, could there be B-12 shots and
oh, man, forget that. They're pumping Ritalin into it. Yeah. I think he's got a port built into his body. They just plug it in, and that's how they wake him up.
Yep.
Do you think maybe it was Red Bull and Snickers bars or something like that, or was it something a little more serious?
Serious,
yeah.
Yeah, I can understand. Well, I'll tell you what, I sat through it last night, and my explanation for sitting through it is I'm an eternal optimist, and I was hoping that I was going to be witness to a historical event that would take Joe Biden out of the presidency for the rest of time.
Well, it was historical in terms of the volume of lies told, but that's about it.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, guys. Great show as always. Just keep it up, okay?
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the call.
Thanks. You hear that thunder?
Thunder.
I'm going to go out in front of the building in a minute. And
I have to go pick up Steven.
Got to leave now?
I mean, like, yeah, because the weather's bad.
I haven't had a chance to demonstrate my child... Well, discipline techniques.
Save it.
Will you remind me?
Yeah, of course I will.
All right. It's the exploding tickle bomb.
You've shown me that one.
The claw machine.
I've seen the claw machine.
And the spanking machine.
I haven't seen the spanking machine. So
it
we'll
works.
Save that.
You don't have to. You never have to. All you got to do is demonstrate it, and the child will immediately get the message.
I mean, I'm fearful just hearing about it, but.
You got to spank yourself in the process. But
okay, no, we're not doing this. We are, and I'm not reminding you.
Oh.
We're going to pretend like this never happened.
Rosie will remind me because...
Wait, I'm leaving, but I have my 2024 Oscar ballot right here.
Yeah?
I circled my guesses because okay. I haven't seen a single one of these movies.
I want to see that.
Same here.
And then you tell me how successful... When are the Oscars? Is it Sunday?
Sunday night, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Like, don't lose that. And then you tell me how...
So far, I'm liking what I see. Yeah, these are all good.
I figured the all good
we're right
movies,
on the same page.
If they're on the list. I mean, I didn't see The Wrench or Minions on there, but They've had their time. They've won their awards.
You'll return to adult movies in about 5 years.
I don't know if they're worth coming back to.
I mean,
and then you'll get to see movies that aren't kid-driven, but they are friendly enough for kids.
Yeah, like, but listen, if the Barbie movie is what they're putting out, like, then I don't want to be there. Like, I'll stay in my ranch and my, you know,
no,
Mario.
No, you did a great job here. You actually have picked everything I have.
Look at me. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for
I guess that's
by.
How most voters do it, right? Just circle the one that looks good?
Unfortunately, yeah.
You are a sponge. You receive input continuously, and you store this somewhere. And then when you need to answer a question...
It's like in my mom brain.
Make a choice,
it's like
yeah.
my Mary Poppins purse.
It works.
All right, really guys, good. I'm going to go pick up the little ones.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Be thanks, safe guys. Out there. That rain is nasty. And Rich's forecast is coming up. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, you know, we're about to turn the corner. Pretty soon, all these cold days that people have been bemoaning will be long gone, and we're in for 6 months of putting your face in a blowtorch here in Alabama. You want to make sure that your AC system is ready for what's ahead and that it's running efficiently so your electric bills don't pass, like, the $500 mark on our, like, average-sized house, which they did. So I called Clark's into the rescue. Ultimately bought a brand new unit from them, but they nursed our old unit through one last summer. And now, thanks to Clark's, my electric bills, I went to budget billing because they were that out of control. My budget billing in four separate moves has dropped from $395 a month to $249 a month. And that's the difference. A new unit or an efficiently running system can make. Their plumbers can handle anything. Man, they have stopped, anything from a clogged pipe. They had to remove my bathtub to solve a mystery, but the point is they solved it. They figured it out and did a phenomenal job. So if it's between the buffalo valve and the backyard fence or under the house, Clark's can handle it. 277-2125, that $180 investment buys you two tune-ups to your AC and heating system, and it buys the word now. Because when there's a problem with your home comfort system or a plumbing emergency, that's what you need to hear. We'll be on the way now, ASAP. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Sports 30 already on that end.
We have a new accident. Rosa Parks at South Boulevard. Possible injuries there. Please watch out. Also, an accident 85 southbound right before Perry Hill. Those vehicles are against the center divider. Got some emergency vehicles there. The left lane is closed. Center and right lane are going to be your best bet right there. We've got several other minor accidents not really affecting traffic, but traffic is very busy everywhere. We got a lot of rain coming down. Slow down. Buckle up. We will keep you updated if anything else happens to hamper your ride to the house. New Toyotas and Nissans rolling in at McKinnon Toyota Nissan. Never pay over sticker. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
By LaQuire is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylaquire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LaQuire.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
License 84417.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. for our biggest Toyota savings of the year, that's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Looking for a credit card suited to your diminished intellectual abilities? Introducing the Capital Dumb Rewards Card, the only credit card that offers cash on purchases idiots make. Timeshares, black market fireworks, those things you put in the holes of Crocs, a hot dog from 7-Eleven, Nickelback albums, tickets to Madame Web, Thin Mints, super hot sauce to impress your friends, anything from the TikTok shop. The Capital Dumb Rewards Card. What's in your head?
Nothing.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stay weather aware. Here comes another one of these storm systems where the most intense weather will be in the wee hours of the morning. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight through the overnight hours into Saturday morning. Severe weather threat, including the risk of tornadoes. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. Tonight's low 62. It'll be windy. I think the showers will be gone certainly by noon Saturday, if not before. Dry for the rest of the weekend. Cool Sunday with a high only in the low 60s. And attention, Alabama growers, we could be in the 30s perhaps Sunday night and Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Rev things up in 2024 with Kubota and Capital Tractor. From the number one rated compact tractor to the number one selling compact excavator and more, we're powering Alabama. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
You're phenomenal.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is Luciano Paparazzi with this week's classical music. Goodbye, Nikki Haley. She's not the nominee. The candidates will be men who are elderly. Jeff Bezos is once again the world's richest man, 'cause you buy everything on Amazon. He's richer than the whole country of Kazakhstan. Now he's just a little bit richer than Elon. Oscars are Sunday Best Picture nominees. Don't know who'll win, but it won't be Barbie. Grazie. Tune in next week, unless Putin starts a World War III.
Well, I think the Babylon Bee kind of nailed it, don't you, when they said that we not only have civil war going on in this country, revolutionary war and world war all happening under one administration. Three wars for the price of one idiot.
It was everything they said Donald Trump would happen under Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they blame him
for
the problems they've created. And there are morons, and I'm sorry, if you believe that Joe Biden is a competent president, you're a freaking moron. I have no use for you. I don't want to know you. You couldn't possibly be my friend. Because even I have standards of intelligence. Well, I can be an overgrown juvenile delinquent at times. at least I have the capacity to understand the truth.
But I understand people that maybe that have the whole Trump derangement syndrome. But at this point, you can't put what's best for your country in front of what your personal... I don't understand that. I just absolutely don't understand that. How they could...
There's a great clip going around of an African-American man who talks about being sucked into that culture. Mm-hmm. That it was just expected of him to hate Donald Trump, and that Donald Trump was a racist. So the guy started doing a little of his own digging and realized, they're lying to me about this guy. He's a good dude. And how he came full circle on his thinking relative to Trump. Yeah. And not willingly goose-stepping to the left, saying, this man is evil and racist and everything else. And what they're doing to him in front of all of us.
Yeah.
Without shame, persecuting him. And if they're willing to do that to a guy who was once our president, what do you think they're going to do to you when they don't like your politics?
But watch what happens after this is over and Biden's on the outswing and Republicans start to talk about going after him. Watch how the Democrats are going to scream like scalded dogs.
Yeah, we're going to hear about democracy again. Yep. Same lecture every single time.
Yep.
We are at 437. I need to make you aware of a situation on Interstate 85 going southbound towards downtown behind our building, which is between Perry Hill and Eastern Boulevard. It is very, very slow.
Uh-oh.
And I can't tell what's causing it or where this jam up begins, but Skipper's going to join us in a minute
okay.
to bring us up to speed. Penny.
Hey, guys and girls. I ditto your sentiment, and all they have been doing since day one with Trump is gaslighting him. They have tried to impose everything they're guilty of onto Trump.
Yeah.
It is so pathetic. I'm with you. And if everybody doesn't wake up, smell the roses, we won't have a country.
We're so close now. It's not a...
I know.
It's not a conspiracy theory anymore, and this is what they want. And I don't want to live in that country.
Yeah. I don't either. And did you notice how I believe Biden is wanting all that money so he can put people in there to hurry and push those illegals to get them legal status so they
you
can vote.
And I promise you,
that's his only hope of staying in power.
So true.
Should Trump win, you know, there's going to be a lot of post-election riots and all that.
Sure,
they're going to try and burn the country down, but.
Oh, yeah.
Once he takes office, you'll see half of these people that have come in illegally, they'll self-deport, because why wait?
Yeah.
They know what's going to happen.
You see that, too, and I do, too. I see them saying, you know what? They're, life is not as great here as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Now that I know the big man's back. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just pray that we can have fewer killings of the real U.S. citizens by the illegals until we can get his butt in there.
Lincoln
because
Riley's
it's scary.
Gotten so much attention, but there are so many others.
Yeah.
Murders, rapes, property theft. You know, we're talking big-time crime. Organized gangs, MS-13. What person who really cares about his citizens will allow any of that to happen?
Exactly.
And you know, when I sat there, I didn't watch all of that address last night because I wanted to throw up. But what I thought to myself is how you sorry Democrats sit up there and what kind of world do you want to leave for your grandchildren and your children's children? I'm thinking you people are pathetic. What kind of drugs are they on? They're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable to look at people like that, and you know they have evil in them because no other person would do that to their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren.
Exactly. That's a great way to look at it.
Yep.
Yeah, they have evil in them, and all I can do is pray for them every day and pray for us, and God bless America. God help us.
Yes.
That's right.
Love you guys. Love the show.
Thank you, Penny.
If you call again,
love you, Penny.
I don't... Has Penny called before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Where was I?
You were here a couple of times. She called Joey's show all the time, too. She's a
See, that's
caller.
The thing. They called Joey.
I knew this was coming.
She's called.
No, they called Joey because they're not afraid of him.
You know, it's funny you say this, Greg. I've heard this more from men than women. That's a little bit of an intimidation factor there. It's funny you say that.
Because I'll tear them a new ass if they're going to call up and...
Or perhaps that you're so manly.
There's that.
That they're just like, you know, I'll just let it go.
This is why I love you, man. You're just so good with that kind of thing. Before we hit Skipper up in the traffic dungeon for an update, there's no doubt already, and there will probably sadly be more, the first person that would urge you to drive cautiously in this incredibly heavy rain that we're having. Look at how dark it is. No. This is like December. Okay. At 4:40, it would be this dark. And that's Donnie and Brandon Turner, Montgomery Paint and Body, because they don't like bad things to happen to nice people, but they do. So if you find yourself in a wreck, if your car is not drivable, have the tow truck bring it to MPB on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. If your tow truck driver doesn't know where MPB is, get another tow truck.
There you go.
And if your car is drivable, make sure you, as soon as you possibly can, get with your insurance adjuster and get a claim number so they can start assessing the damage and ordering everything that needs to be replaced, repainted, and repaired. And then once that area where the car was damaged is fixed, they take the car on a bumper-to-bumper basis using state-of-the-art technologies, talented people, and what we used to call elbow grease to restore the look of that car to good as new, maybe better. A result they have delivered thousands and thousands of times over four glorious decades. That's MPB. Their number's 27REC with a W. So quickly, we go to Skipper for the latest on our road.
Some accidents to tell you about. A new one on I-85 northbound. This is going to be just past Forest Avenue near Mulberry. Two vehicles are off on the right side of the road. Please use caution. No emergency vehicles there at the moment. It does appear, though, that all lanes are open. Troy Highway at Plaza Drive. That's just past Virginia Loop Road on your way outbound. Use caution there. Rosa Parks at South Boulevard had a minor accident there earlier. And I-85 southbound just before Perry Hill, we've got vehicles off on the left side near the center divider. Center and right lanes are open, and we have a tremendous backup of traffic there trying to get down through Montgomery and up to 65. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hey, a good friend of the show just said, hey, tell these knuckleheads to put their headlights on. And remember, just your headlights, putting on the blinkers. Why do people do that?
I don't know.
I mean, I understand you get really anxious when it's raining so hard you can barely see in front of you, but that's really not a good idea. And I can't recall the last time the sky was this dark when it should be. I mean, it's not. We're an hour and 20 minutes away from sunset, and this is
it's dark.
Let me go back to the Live in Fear Doppler real quick here for an updated and refreshed look.
Is that embedded red coming over more?
I am here to tell you that the embedded red is not only over Prattville and Millbrook, it's coming into the west side of Montgomery, yep, and it trails down to the southwest. So every single square inch of our listening area, you're going to experience this. In fact, the further south you go, the wider the area of embedded red is.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to get a good dose, but I got to tell you right now, the darkness, the heavy rain, our parking lot is ponding over.
Mm-hmm.
If it's doing that there, it's doing that out on I-85, and I'm sure that has something to do with the slowdown that we're seeing out there. Hey, another thing you may want to consider, like days like this, you're driving home, you're going through the neighborhood, you get to a stop sign, and you do your full stop, and then when you go to move forward, your tires start spinning.
Ah.
That's an early sign that it might be time to consider getting new ones. And when you need them, get them from Don Duncan.
Yeah.
Don worked really hard for years to build direct relationships with all the major tire manufacturers so they can give you a wholesale price on your favorite tires and a price that always includes installation. So don't go for the games and gimmicks. And if a price looks too good to be true, guess what? It's too good to be true. And Don Duncan doesn't play that game. We have trusted our cars with them for over 14 years now and never been disappointed. They have three locations to serve you. By the way, if you need a lift to work or back to your house, just ask. Just ask. They're happy to do it. It's part of their customer service. From Mount Duncan, I'll bet the water's running down Mount Duncan at a rapid clip right now. I'd rather be on top of it than at the bottom. That's on the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Here is 1819 News at 445.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
Only Alabama's lone Democrat House member, Terry Sewell, thought that Joe Biden's State of the Union speech last night was praiseworthy. Sewell even got a selfie with Biden following that speech. Alabama's Republican delegation, on the other hand, were appalled at Biden's rhetoric. Congressman Dale Strong pointed out that Biden threatened the Supreme Court justices to their face while delivering that speech. Congressman Robert Adderholt said the president only deflected and blamed others. And Congressman Barry Moore praised Senator Katie Britt for her rebuttal of Biden's speech regarding the U.S.-Mexico border.
President Biden inherited the most secure border of all time. But minutes after taking office, he suspended all deportations, he halted construction of the border wall, and he announced a plan to give amnesty to millions. We know that President Biden didn't just create this border crisis, he invited it.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Madison County man is under arrest today after a murder victim was found on Thursday morning in the town of Harvest. 36-year-old Kyle Luter is now being charged in the death of 54-year-old Derek Walls. Investigators say that the two men knew each other and a physical altercation occurred between them, causing Walls' death. Luter is being held without bond due to Anaya's Law. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
It's March 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of March, 1993, Beavis and Butthead premiered on MTV. The crude animated series would become MTV's highest rated show.
You said would.
Yeah, would.
Have a great March 8th, the greatest day ever.
Right now, you're being placed under arrest for DUI.
You can't rewind a bad choice.
9 heel-to-toe steps, arms at your side, count out loud, you may begin.
Yes, officer.
1, 2, 3. Can you step out of the car, please?
I don't understand you.
I said you've had a lot to drink. Are you okay to drive?
Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by Adecolets.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have 2 chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stay weather aware. Here comes another one of these storm systems where the most intense weather will be in the wee hours of the morning. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight through the overnight hours into Saturday morning. Severe weather threat, including the risk of tornadoes. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. Tonight's low 62. It'll be windy. I think the showers will be gone certainly by noon Saturday, if not before. Dry for the rest of the weekend. Cool Sunday with a high only in the low 60s. And attention, Alabama growers, we could be in the 30s perhaps Sunday night and Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. The Oscars are Sunday night, and Oscar organizers are promising some surprises for Sunday's show. Fingers crossed that the Best Actor trophy is presented by Cocaine Bear. Harrison Ford says they played the Indiana Jones theme during his last colonoscopy. And here's a coincidence. While the doctors were up in there, they found the script to Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. 10% of Americans experience irritable bowel syndrome. Surprising it isn't higher, considering we set aside one day a week for tacos. And Carrie Underwood turns 41 today. She's one of the people who parlayed their appearance on American Idol into a lucrative career, like Kelly Clarkson and, well, no one else. This is not headline news.
I think I've been State of the Union out.
Yeah?
Today. But top of the New York Post, mother of murdered nursing student Lakin Riley slams Biden for fumbling her name at the State of the Union. There he was trying to throw a bone, right? Yeah, I'm on top of this, and this shouldn't have happened. And he can't even get the name right. Lincoln Riley. Only missed by one.
I'm kind of figuring that's why they were trying to keep him from trying to put her name out there for several days, gave him time to practice, and he still got it wrong.
Riddling. It can only take somebody so far out of their depravity.
Yeah, this is true.
All right. I know there is precedent for this, but I can't remember personally the last time it was this dark at 4:50.
I know.
I mean, this is, and we're just getting started. The overnight sensation, Rich Thomas, will be here, and so will I, helping out Rich as severe weather is expected sometime after 1 a.m. That was the timeline he gave us,
yep.
Right? Sometime after 1.
Yep.
So,
I got a feeling most of us will be up.
You should have a battery-operated radio, and if you do, you won't miss any of the alerts or warnings that are possible with the next phase of the system coming through. But right now, looking at the Live and Fear Doppler, talk about embedded rain.
Man, look at that.
Right now, from Haynesville all the way through Montgomery, and it looks like Cloverdale and areas around Southern Boulevard, south mm-hmm. of there, are just getting absolutely pounded. And here, the streetlights are on, and no matter what direction you look, it's very dark. Abnormally dark at this time of the day. And this is the opening act for what's coming overnight. So keep it here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Also, next hour, the Oscars are Sunday night, and normally, and I'll be the first to admit it, I'm not going to watch the show. I just want to know that movies I thought were really worthy of Best Picture, actors. Rich and I went to see Oppenheimer because we're both history buffs. And we walked out of it, and I swear this is true. We looked at these, if Robert Downey Jr. doesn't win Best Supporting Actor, there's no justice in the Academy. He's so good.
I just don't think, I hate saying it, but I think in the political environment we live in, I'll be surprised if he does.
I think you'll see that turn up in one of the top categories where Hollywood does its apology vote.
Yep.
But you'll have to be listening at 5:35 when movie maven Miss Murray will join us, and we're going to make our picks, and then she's going to go a little bit deeper on some of the other categories. And then there's something else in town that I didn't know about, but she does, and you might want to check it out. Because I hear it's really good. Somehow, I keep an eye open. I look for things. But the circus is here.
Really?
So she'll give us a review of that, too. Yeah, Water Circus, I guess it is.
Oh, that's interesting.
At Eastdale.
I saw the big top when I drove by the other day.
Yeah.
Yep.
How does something like that happen? And nobody bothered to let us know. I don't get it.
Neither do I.
455. So right now, the warnings that we do have, and there are three.
Oh.
Interesting enough, no severe thunderstorms, even though the sky is... Look at the water coming off our roof.
Just because... And we saw lightning.
It looks like thunder. The Jolly Green Giant is standing up there taking a leak.
Yeah, it's coming down pretty hard there.
Incredible stream, yeah.
Dark. I mean,
it is. But this is not... There's no severe thunderstorm warnings, but do be careful because it's coming down at a clip. Some areas... Rich said, could get 8 inches of rain.
That is incredible.
And that's within a 12-hour period. So that's why we have flood warnings up, a river flood warning. When all this drip, I was just out behind our building. We have a grassy knoll, if you will.
Yes, you do.
That leads down to a big drainage ditch. And there are, I mean, it's crashing through there. It's raining. It's not able to keep up with the pace of the rain.
Right.
So...
Jacqueline called in and said 231 is the same way. Lots of water on the
puddling
road.
Probably on the roads there. Mm-hmm.
You know the area that you live in, you know if the drainage is good or not. So just be really careful about knowing where in a lane your car is because a lot of the shoulders are absolutely worthless.
Yeah. But the positive about all this rain, you see the pollen this morning?
Oh, my God, when I backed out of my garage, and I was in the garage with the door open, but it was covered in orange.
Yep. So this will help with that. Because yes. It was just pollen-y. And I know we're in the season of it, but, man, that's enemy number one for me.
Yeah.
Eddie Bader, any real estate you would like to mention?
Well, this weekend, of course, me and Hannah are available if anybody wants to go look at some real estate. But I want to talk about something I've been working on for a while, Greg. It's an Airbnb that my wife and I purchased probably back in November.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually on Airbnb now. The professional photographer is coming out Monday. But we've got this thing. It's a 3-bedroom, 2 full baths and 2 half baths right on the lake. It's a beautiful house. In fact, we call this one area the Greg Budell Suite because the bathroom is so large. It's got a jacuzzi tub in it as well as a double head shower. I mean, this place is great. You can walk right on the deck, look over the lake. Like I said, it's on Airbnb. I think the rent per day on it is something like $245 a day. But you can call us directly if you don't want to deal with Airbnb. You can call me directly, and we can guys hook you up. The video and stuff will be out Monday if you guys want to take a look. It's called Nana's Hideaway. We named it. That's what the grandchildren call my wife, Nana. So anybody that's interested in that, it's like I said, it's right on the water. It's a boathouse with boat lift. So if you guys are thinking about having some fun summer or fall activities, give us a call and get on the books. You can call me up at 334-322-0662.
And by the way, let me just recommend having personally benefited from Eddie's expertise. It's hard to believe going back 10 years. I had a house in Bellwood West. Nice home, mm-hmm. Great condition, but the market was at a stalemate. And I wanted to get rid of it just for what I owed on it.
I remember that.
And I couldn't even do that. So I talked to Eddie, and Eddie suggested he manage the property. I found a great tenant who paid on time.
Those are nice.
Yeah, for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years. In the meantime, the market recovered. So when I did sell the house, I made an amount of money I didn't dare dream of 2 years previous because I listened to Eddie. So you may not be thinking about putting your house on the market tomorrow, but if it's somewhere in the foreseeable future, do some advanced consultation with Eddie. Because I can tell you... talking to somebody who knows what they're doing can make a big difference in the outcome of any real estate transaction.
I appreciate that, guy. Greg.
I'm serious. I mean, I remember that day as one of the happier days of the last decade, actually, you know, because I love that house.
It's a great house.
But I wanted to move on, yep. And you made that so easy.